This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, Netflix, you and I both love Netflix. I'll tell you the latest one I'm watching at the moment, Marion and I are watching, is Shameless, TV series starring William H. Macy.
Oh, good. Good. I'll have to have a bit of a gander at that. So, yes,
William H. Macy. He's the husband of that jailbird.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, when the kid's too dumb to go to school, we'll just bribe the school to get her in there.
Yes. Felicity Huffman. And tried to bribe for a kid. So he's the husband of the jailbird. But however, he's in this series called Shameless. And I don't know whether have you ever seen Schitt's Creek?
No. Oh, yes, I had. No, of course I've seen some episodes of Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is fantastic. But this is like Schitt's Creek, except on steroids.
No.
It is fantastic. It really... This Shameless, it's about a family that live in Chicago, and they're kind of dysfunctional, but in a nice way. This massive number of people in this one house, and the father's a drunk, that's William H. Macy, and they just live and exist on the smell of an oily rag, but they're such a close family, and they all love each other. It's a great series. It's called Shameless.
Oh, good. Do you know, Paul, they're actually going to remake that for Australia? It's going to be set in Canberra in Parliament House and be called Shameless.
Same thing. Netflix. Now, we were just talking about Shameless, but I was getting off onto a tangent early because you want to tell us about Netflix. They're trying to make it harder to share and steal accounts. I didn't know that was going on.
A lot of people share their accounts on Netflix. So, you know, they go along with their kids and things like that. And they say, that's all right. You know, we've got four things we can log into at the same time. You take one of them, or you might have a friend that goes along and does this. In America, late last week, and this is why I'm bringing it up, there were lots of people suddenly got a message on their screen going, we notice you actually don't live with the owner of the account. So because you don't live with the owner of the account, we suggest you sign up for your own account. Here's how to sign up for a trial account. So Netflix, it's an experiment at the moment. I don't think it's going to come in yet, but we'll tell you if it does. As I said, it was in America at the time and a couple of other countries around the world. But they're trying to weed out hackers who actually sell Netflix accounts in online marketplaces, allowing people to pay a one-time fee to piggyback off a paying customer for the account.
Oh, well, see, that's not cricket, is it?
No, but it's going to round everybody up and, you know, into that same boat because, you know, a lot of us do share Netflix accounts. So, you know, just be aware of it. I don't think we've got anything to worry about at the moment. One of the reasons I think Netflix are doing it is because there are big competitions coming for streaming services. In America, there's nearly a new one every week. Coming out now. So, you know, that marketplace is now getting just a bit tighter on there as well. So they might bring it in, but they might not as well.
Okay, talking to Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, Fab FM tech guy. And Richard, Facebook planning to take on Siri.
This really should have been under the crap tech of the week idea, I've got to say that as well.
Really?
They're interested in you, hey, Facebook, wake word with its own devices. So at the moment, we can go, hey, Google, we can go, hey, Alexa, we can go, hey, Siri. So they don't want to be left out. So they've come up with, hey, Facebook. So they've got their own line of portable devices called Portals as well, which is a smart display. I've got one on my desk. If you're into Facebook, it's a great idea, I've got to say.
The name is not really creative, is it?
No.
I would have called it, you know what I would have called it? Instead of Siri, I would have called it Faye.
Faye from Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft have got Cortana, not that anybody ever uses Cortana as well.
Cortana?
Cortana in Microsoft.
Okay.
We've got all these different ones out there, people. So on Facebook-made devices, you'll be able to use this. I reckon they'll probably try and roll it out all the way into computers as well. So you can say, hey, Facebook, take a screenshot. Hey, Facebook, show me who's online. as well. At the moment, it is turned off on the Facebook devices by default, and you can activate it if you really wanted to and you're a complete idiot. Because, you know, if you're worried about Facebook recording and saying what, you know, what words you use, you might not want to do this.
Okay. Always interesting. Now we get to our crap tech item of the week, and it involves, by the look of it, robotics.
It does, Paul. So it's an intelligent, maybe, sweeping robot. That's how they describe it. Intelligent sweeping robot. This is not a Roomba, people. Got to let you know that. Roombas are the very expensive ones that run around as well. Looks like a Roomba, smells like a Roomba, but hell, no fire, it's no Roomba. So they describe it as, and we always make a bit of fun about how they write these things, don't we, Paul?
We do.
We do. So it's a 3-in-1 auto-sweeping robot, strong suction, smart floor cleaner, rechargeable, smart sweeping robot, dry, wet. Can I get you to remember wet, people, as I just said that? Sweeping vacuum cleaner, strong suction robot cleaner for home office. Wow. One button starts, it sweeps, it vacuums, you charge it via USB on there as well. Automatic avoidance obstacles, anti-fall, low noise, intimate. Why? Where do we get this word from? Why are we describing a robot as being intimate as well?
They're just trying to get you to love the robot.
So they say cleaning the dust box, dirt can be blown out of the inlet, therefore empty the dust box after each use. Good for them. Dust from the box is located on the bottom of the machine, the male to outward. I don't even know what that means as well. The dust will clean the dirt, including removing waste, using a dry, wet cloth. Remember the wet, people?
Yes.
Right? Twice for wet. What does it contain when you buy this?
What?
It contains an intelligent sweeping robot. That's doubtful. One charging cable, a brush, and a blanket. What the hell do we need a blanket for in the box for a starter? Good God.
That's strange.
Now, for warning, for security reasons.
Here it comes, folks. Here it comes.
This product must be operated by people with physical and mental health and over 14 years of age.
Now, just repeat that. This must be operated by...
by people with physical and mental health and over 14 years of age. Hang on. But wait. As Big Kev used to say, there's more.
But wait.
This product is not resistant to water. Do not let the product come in contact with any liquid and shallow water and away from the source of fire. Is it going to burst into flames? Boy,
oh, no.
Know.
How is it? Now, is this sort of available online? You buy it online,
yes,
right?
You can now, buy this online.
Now, this would be interesting when the product comes into Australia because we're pretty tight with this on our borders, some of this crap coming in.
Can I just take you up on that, Paul?
Yep.
I speak to a couple of electronics importers in this country. They've never had a government bloke walk through the place.
Really?
And one guy, 25 years, has been importing stuff. Never had a bloke come around and say, you know, Bill, we've got to go and check your Roombas that have just come in. Never happens. How much would you be willing to pay for this, Paul?
No, I don't know. $100?
$36. And I reckon you're getting every dollar's worth in this piece of shit that's this thing is.
Did you just say piece of shit?
I did. It's a piece of shit, Paul.
Fair enough. We move on now to our tangent. We go off onto the tangent. We look at things that are no longer. And I've got one of these at home, but they're no longer and they're not fashionable and I haven't played mine for ages. The old iPod.
Oh, yes.
The iPod. What happened to the iPod?
We got an iPhone.
Yeah, I know. But the old iPod used to fit into the old dock there, and I used it all the time, but of course I don't use it now. It's just a little relic sitting up there in the cupboard.
You can, and I'm going to blow you out of the water here, Paul. You can still buy them.
What?
Apple have iPods for sale online. They're an iPhone that doesn't make calls.
Okay, hang on a second. So they're not technically a standalone iPod?
No, they are pretty much, but it's a Wi-Fi device. It connects to the internet. It's got a camera on it, but doesn't make phone calls. That's the thing.
No. But it's not like your old iPod was just a little thing you put into the dock there. That was the old one. You're talking about things now that are parts of phones and all that. I'm talking about the old-fashioned iPod.
Old-fashioned iPod. Steve Jobs got up on stage, killed it off, really, because he said, you know, when he introduced the iPhone, he said, you know, we can put music on it. It's an internet-connected device. We can do this and that, and that was the end of the iPod. But lots of people still got them, Paul, still see them around.
Well, I've got, I mean, I could set mine up tonight. I could go home and set it up, but why would I when I've got my phone and I've got Fab FM on the app?
That's all we need to listen to, people.
That's all. What have you got?
I have got, do you remember the ViewMaster?
Yes, in 3D.
3D, a special format, stereoscopes with ViewMaster reels. You know, don't worry about the TV, don't worry about anything else, because you were able to go along and give the kids the ViewMaster on there as well.
Oh, they were fantastic. If I can remember, were they made by Kodak?
Yes, they came out, they were introduced in 1939, Paul.
Wow.
They were invented by Edwin Eugene Mayer, who worked as a pharmacist at the Our Drug Store in downtown Portland, Oregon. So he started the business up. He borrowed some money as well, and the ViewMaster was born.
I just noticed online here somebody's got one to sale. What colour were they? Do you remember? Were they red?
Red.
Red, red, red. Red. I've just found one for, gee whiz, they must be popular, $137.50 US.
Yeah, they're still very, very popular out there to go along. I reckon I might even have one somewhere in my office at home, so well, yes.
Yeah, I think they'd be valuable now. Now, they used to have little scenes of things. There was nothing really naughty about them at all.
No, we all wished for something naughty, but, well I did at the
you
time.
You did, you, yes. Yeah, you did, but you're different. Anyway, look, that's fantastic. So two things, iPod, the old-fashioned iPod, and the old ViewMaster. It's nice to remember old things, isn't it?
It is. It makes us nostalgic, I think, sometimes, Paul, for a simpler time.
Yes, I'm like that. You must be a little bit like that as well.
Yeah, no, we enjoyed those simpler times, Paul.
Tell us your website.
Head over to talktech.com.au. All the details up there about the emergency calling on the iPhone.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, Paul.